There are thousands of students with disabilities who depend on brick-and-mortar schools to provide them with critical services every day. So what does the school shutdown look like for those kids and their families? Kobe Levin is a reporter with Chalkbeat Detroit who's been looking into this, and he joins us now via Skype. Kobe, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
So Governor Whitmer made it official last week that schools will not be open for the rest of the school year, and a lot of districts are planning to shift online. That's challenging for any number of teachers and students, but what does it look like for kids with disabilities?
So it's important to remember that students with disabilities are receiving more services typically than mainstream kids in schools. So in addition to whatever they receive in the classroom, they might also be getting different kinds of therapy. They may be working with a social worker, an occupational therapist. They may be getting help with any number of issues that go beyond their schoolwork. So for those kids, losing access to school is maybe even a bigger blow.
Mm. The kinds of disabilities that we might be talking about here range from very garden variety learning disabilities, like dyslexia, to something very complex, like a mental disease like schizophrenia. What's the range of services that kids might get in school, depending on what kind of disability they have?
So this is a really large population. It's more than 200,000 kids in Michigan. Each one of them is different. They all have different needs. And they, if they're receiving special education services, they're going through a really detailed process to evaluate what they need and create a specialized plan for them. What I'm hearing from advocates is that they're most concerned about students with complex or interlocking disabilities. I spoke with the family of one student who has autism and schizophrenia. For that kid, the school is really a village. You're talking about several different people with specialized skills who are working with him on a daily basis. They're helping him develop. They're an essential part of his life. And while they can reach out virtually, it's really hard to replace the contact, the daily contact, not to mention the routines that that he and his family were depending on.
Why might that be important?
So for students like that, they are receiving help to work on basic aspects of everyday life. They might be working on the basics of speech, how to get dressed and undressed each day. These are students with more profound intellectual disabilities, and working with them requires a lot of knowledge. It requires specialized skills that parents often don't and don't really aren't supposed to need to have. Students are getting services at school that it's hard for them to get anywhere else.
Yeah.
And they really rely on that.
When you put it that way, you start to get the picture of why it would be difficult for school districts to shift those services online. Do you feel like there are things that you learned about for this article that just cannot be replicated in an online learning environment?
So I talked to the mother of a student who has had the same special education teacher for 3 years. So she's used to seeing that person 5 days a week for a long period of time. It's one of the most important relationships in his life, and it's one that's contributing to his development. Now, that teacher is able to call him, to send him email messages, but I think it's is common sense that that's just not the same as several hours of daily face-to-face contact. And then add in that services like physical therapy are at the very least tough to translate to online, if not impossible. And that not all students have internet access. I mean, translating instruction to online for all students is going to be really difficult and complex. School districts are working through that right now. Special needs just adds, another layer of complexity.
So do Detroit schools have a plan for this yet?
They are working on it. Like every district in the state, they're required to submit a plan. Those are going to be coming in here in the next weeks. The first districts have already submitted their plans. We're expecting the Detroit district to submit its plan, I believe, next week.
Yeah. Under federal law, schools have to make accommodations for students with disabilities. Do you think there's a chance that school districts might face liability if they can't meet students' needs online? Or is that something that the districts are worried about?
Yes, superintendents are absolutely concerned about that. In the first days of the shutdown, I had superintendents tell me that they were not doing any remote instruction because they were concerned that they wouldn't be able to meet the needs of all of their students. That's it's a practical legal concern. They have an obligation to provide an equitable education to all their students, regardless of special needs. And if they feel they can't do that, or if they don't do that, if they go ahead with remote instruction but can't offer it to students with special needs, they're potentially exposing themselves to lawsuits. So they are asking the federal government to create waivers to put flexibility into the students with disabilities laws. And it's not yet clear what those waivers are going to be exactly. U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is working on them now.
But so it is. You're saying that the U.S. Department of Education has heard this request and is working on something related to it.
Yes, they've indicated that they're going to allow for quote unquote flexibility. The nuts and bolts of that haven't been sorted out yet. And it's an active fight right now. You're seeing special education advocates saying that these rights are civil rights. They're hard fought. They've worked really hard to get to where we are with special education in this country. And they worry that that flexibility is going to erode some of the rights that students with disabilities have gained in recent years.
Most parents who are working with kids at home right now have a pretty tough time, but I've got to believe it's particularly difficult if you do have a child who has specialized needs. What did you hear from some of the parents you talked to when you were reporting the story? Are there things that they're mostly concerned about?
They are putting a huge amount of effort into caring for their children. They always do. It's important to remember. I mean, parenting is challenging. It takes all of our hearts and minds in any case. The challenges are especially complex for the parents of students with special needs, and they really rely for help and respite on their schools. And now they don't have that. I had a couple of parents say a version of, the school day was 8 hours of quiet. It was 8 hours of recovery, of peace for me. And now, I'm on 24 hours a day. So, I'm definitely hearing concerns from parents and from advocates that parents are just going to get worn down by the work that it takes to make sure that students are healthy and developing and even learning during this time.
There are a lot of education experts saying that kids are likely to lose some academic progress, even under the best of circumstances with distance learning. What are the potential long-term consequences when we're thinking about kids with disabilities?
So one commonly cited scenario is that kids will come back in the fall and will just be in a much different place than they were when schools closed down just a few weeks ago. They may have regressed in terms of the social skills that they'd built up. They may have lost quite a bit of academic process, and some of those skills may have fallen away. It's like what happens over the summer, typically, except more extreme. So in the case of students with disabilities, what you're looking at is the need to reevaluate a huge number of kids. Normally, the evaluation process is happening constantly. It's very time-consuming. It takes, experts are interacting with these students to figure out exactly what they need and what services they're guaranteed under federal law. And if we have, a couple hundred thousand students coming in with shifting needs, that's a huge level of reevaluation that will be really difficult for the existing level of trained special needs staff in Michigan.
Right. Districts like Detroit Public Schools Community District, which tend to have a lot of families with low incomes, majority minority districts, majority of kids experiencing economic disparity, they tend also to have a higher proportion of students with disabilities, the kids who are covered under the federal law. How much more resource intensive is it going to be for them to try to shift online because of that?
You know, the challenges that are being laid bare by the coronavirus are interlocking. For instance, you know, a student may lack access to the internet and have special needs, which kind of doubles the challenge of making things work for them while school buildings are closed. It's going to be a big lift for the state to get all of our students on track, and perhaps an even bigger one to get students with special needs back on track in school districts that have the highest need already. The challenge will be greater. There's just no doubt.
Kobe Levin reports on education issues for Chalkbeat Detroit. Kobe, thank you for your work on this.
Thank you so much for having me.